It's a very special day for a great colleague of ours here at Sky. He's been with us from when we started and prior to that. Today he celebrates 50 years of race calling at the Casino Greyhounds. It's a Twilight program. Bob Lane, congratulations, mate.
Thank you, Andrew. Much appreciated.
Bob, it's a special day for you. How do you think you're going to cope with it later on?
It's a bit overcoming, but very humbling.
It is. You've got some very good mates coming along to be a part of calling the races that we'll hear on Sky, but just being a part of the day, Bob.
Yeah, and we've turned the day on to suit Andrew. It's a magic day. As dry as it is, it's still a very nice day up here.
Yeah. What are you thinking about today? I mean, are you reminiscing over the last few days going into this day?
Yeah, to a degree. Getting asked a lot of questions, which makes you think back a little further than you want to.
What's coming to mind, Bob?
Oh, all the good times. There's very, very low times. It's all been good, Andrew.
Yeah. You had a fight with ill health, mate, but you fought back, and you obviously love just being a part of the industry, greyhound racing.
Yeah, racing in general, really.
You started doing thoroughbreds, didn't you, back at the start?
No, the greyhounds come first.
Greyhounds first, okay.
Approached by the thoroughbreds, yeah.
Yeah.
Did
you always want to do, I mean, was greyhound racing, you know, more than just turning up? It was sort of, it's a family sort of sport?
No, not really. There's an old chap lived up, we were kids, he had some disabilities, and we kids in the street used to help him with his greyhounds, and sort of started there.
Yeah. And have you owned them along the road or not?
I have.
Yeah?
And bred a few, yeah.
Any special ones?
No, the bitch I had was fairly handy, but she used to cramp badly.
Yep.
And when they bred from her up in North Queensland, and a thing called Station Master was one of the stars.
Right, okay.
He won 20-something on end at one stage.
Righto. And what about the good greyhounds you've called there in the region?
Era to era, Andrew, there's always a good one given any time. Basically, there's some very smart ones at the moment, but they're a different breed today.
Yeah.
They're much finer and much quicker.
They do fly, don't they, these days?
They do.
Yeah, I know the racing services can change in different areas, but like thoroughbreds, they just tend to be breeding just for quickness, don't they?
Yeah, I'm just reading Peter Moody's autobiography at the moment. He talks about the difference in the thoroughbreds.
Yeah.
With the makeup of the animal.
Yeah, for sure. So the first race is about 3:20 or just after that time. Now, you're going to call, is it the first three today?
That's what I understand, yeah.
Yeah, the first three, and they've got a function for you. You're playing it fairly low-key here, Bob.
Yeah, I'm not one for too much fuss, Andrew.
Well, it will be a fussy day there because I know the casino committee, you've been on the committee through the years and things like that, they are going to look after you today. And from everyone here, and I say this most sincerely, from everyone here at Sky, all the coordinators, the TV people that continually work with you on a Friday afternoon at Casino or a Tuesday night at Lismore, you become a very much required and very much loved person by our listeners that are listening to us today, Bob. So we wish you the very best on 50 years of greyhound calling today.
Thank you very, very much, Andrew.
Good on you, Bob. Bob Lane joining us on Racing HQ.